Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
While airline travel has gone down significantly, we've also been seeing some images online of crowded flights. And many airlines are now trying to find ways to minimize the risk of catching COVID-19. Joining us now about this and other airline stories we've been following today is Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. And Seth, one of the photos we saw was of a packed flight where only some of the passengers were wearing masks. This week, JetBlue said it will require all passengers to wear face coverings. How will this work?
Well, this is beginning March 4th, so they're giving people several days here, and you're going to have to bring your own face covering.
May 4th,
now, it
yeah.
can be a, yeah, it can be a scarf or something homemade, certainly not a N95 mask nor anything close to that. But yeah, everybody's going to have to wear one when they get on a JetBlue flight, no exceptions.
Okay, yeah, and that's May 4th, right? Yeah, I was reading
exactly.
about airports. Yeah, airports in Canada requiring all visitors to wear face masks, and the airports or airlines will not be providing those masks. Has there been any talk of rules like this being implemented at U.S. airports?
Not close to anything like that, and I think that's why you've seen JetBlue go ahead and do what it has done. You know, in this case, consumer pressure, right? Not just regulatory yeah. pressure. So much in the U.S. has been really decentralized, right? A lack of federal guidelines on a lot of things, including this. So, right, Canada said, very simple, if you're in an airport or you're getting on an airplane, you need to have a mask. They sort of took that decision away from the airlines. I think JetBlue in this case probably just kind of saw the future and said, hey, we might as well get the PR benefit of this. Wouldn't be at all surprised to see other airlines follow suit.
Yeah. And speaking of other airlines, United, Delta, and American already require some employees to wear face masks. You're expecting, as you said, they may follow suit soon. I want to also ask you about something else. Airbus's chief executive said this week that the airlines may not recover and that this is the gravest crisis that the aerospace industry has ever known. Here in the U.S., the airline industry received a $50 billion lifeline from the federal government. It's a big question, but where does their future lie?
Yeah, and like so much of this, the biggest question of all has nothing to do with the airline industry or with other specific industries, but just what the course of the pandemic itself is going to be, right, Tanya? These airlines in the U.S., though, did go into this crisis in better shape than they went into past crises. The problem is that this crisis, as you said, is just so much worse than the others. Look, they're okay here for the next several months because they got all that money to pay the salaries of their employees. Let's see what happens come October 1st. That's when the aid runs out, at least as it exists right now. Now, some people are already saying they're going to need more. But Delta's CEO, Ed Bastian, quoted by Politico the other day, saying he's not so sure they're going to get any more. And reading between the lines, you wonder if that's just a prediction or if there's any part of wishful thinking there. Delta is one of the airlines that went into this in better shape than others. Southwest would be another. And if there's a war of attrition, look, no airline can last forever without customers. No business can last forever without customers, but there are airlines that would last longer, Tanya, than others.
So much to watch here. That's Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, as always, thank you.
Likewise, Tanya, thank you.